Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, November 19th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. COVID fatalities top 250,000 in the USA. Ohio institutes a mandatory curfew. New York City closing all public schools. North Dakota, now the worst place on earth for COVID. New polls show more Americans happier President Trump lost than Joe Biden won. Also ahead, there are valid election lawsuits, and we will run them down. But first, COVID deaths passing 250,000 in America, more than any other country. Hospitalizations also at record high, 60,000 folks being treated daily for the virus. At least two vaccines on the way could be available by Christmas. That will diminish COVID, but it will be a factor for the first part of 2021. Ohio Governor DeWine issuing a curfew for all residents. Folks in the Buckeye State must stay home between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. for the next 21 days. Exceptions include emergency workers and those who need medical care. Critics say the curfew will do nothing to slow down the contagion, but who knows? New York City closing all public schools again for in-person instruction starting today. Mayor de Blasio announcing his decision on Twitter, saying drastic measures must be taken to fight the second wave. City school district is the largest in the country with more than 1 million kids. North Dakota, now reporting the world's highest COVID mortality rate, 17 deaths per million. South Dakota takes third place right behind North Dakota. Both states have a total population of less than 2 million combined, but more than 150,000 cases. Health officials there say hospitals are at 100% capacity right now. Survey from Monmouth showing 34% of Americans were simply happy Donald Trump lost the election compared to just 25% who are happy that Biden won. I told you it was all about Trump. More than a third of voters report general unhappiness with the entire process. 1 in 10 say the 2020 race made them extremely angry, and those are all Trump supporters. In a moment, the election contest is still underway. We'll run down the pending lawsuits when we come right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Trump's lawyers telling the country that they are still litigating the vote, but there is not much chance it will be overturned. However, I want to run down the current lawsuits that are unresolved. First, Arizona. The Republican Party there trying to block the certification of election results in the state's most populous county, Maricopa, that's Phoenix, until the court rules on the party's lawsuit asking for a complete new hand recount in Arizona. State judge has not issued a decision. Hearings are ongoing. In Georgia, the count is over. The hand recount is over. We should know shortly the results. The rumor is Biden will still win the state. Attorneys have sued to block the certification of that, however. GOP lawyers allege Georgia illegally changed the process for handling absentee ballots. We'll see. A judge is scheduled a hearing in the Peach State today, but again, with the hand recount, Georgia will probably remain in Biden territory. In Michigan, chaos. President Trump's campaign trying to block the certification of election results in Wayne County. That's Detroit. Quote, Wayne County allowed fraud and incompetence to corrupt the conduct of the election. Mr. Trump's legal team alleges observers were prevented from being able to properly watch the vote counting. That case is pending. In Nevada, Mr. Trump's campaign is asking a judge to nullify the state's election results or set them aside and declare the president the winner, arguing that illegal or improper votes were cast and the use of optical scanning to process signatures on mail-in ballots violates state law. That case is pending. In Pennsylvania, this is the most crucial case. The Trump campaign aims to stop the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from certifying the election results, alleging Philadelphia and six other counties wrongly allowed voters to correct problems with mail-in ballots, and also there is a general challenge to votes counted after election day because Pennsylvania law has a deadline. Now, as I said, this is the big one that might go to the Supreme Court. But everyone in America should understand that because the election certification is completed by December 11th, it will be very difficult for all of these court challenges to be settled by then. Only the Supreme Court can stop the process. And that would be a shock, as the judiciary branch in America does not want to decide elections. Now, it did in the year 2000, Gore versus Bush. Nevertheless, what's happening now, right now, it's possible that Donald Trump and Joe Biden will have an impasse. It's possible, but not probable. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree, I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, and please consider my new book for a Christmas gift, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 157 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln delivered a short address on a quiet field in Pennsylvania. On that spot, 4 months earlier, 50,000 Americans were either killed or wounded in a battle that was as ferocious as anything ever seen on the planet. President Lincoln's words will be remembered as one of the great speeches in human history, the Gettysburg Address. After that brutal battle in 1863, the president was invited to consecrate a cemetery at the site, many believe was the turning point of the entire Civil War. The speech was just 270 words long, beginning with the iconic phrase, 47 years ago. Surrounded by Union soldiers and members of his cabinet, Abe Lincoln delivered the address in less than minutes. Few in attendance could actually hear what Abe was saying. Copies of his speech were published in newspapers around the country. The Philadelphia Inquirer ran the entire copy of the speech on its front page. Now, the address is regarded, along with Shakespeare, as the finest prose in the English language. At the 75th anniversary of the battle, Franklin Roosevelt said, quote, "Immortal deeds and immortal words have created here at Gettysburg a shrine of American patriotism, words in which Abraham Lincoln expressed the simple faith for which they died," unquote. Martin Luther King Jr. referenced Lincoln's words in the opening line of his I Have a Dream speech, stating, quote, "Fivescore years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. I, your humble correspondent, have seen the actual written Gettysburg Address. It is in the Lincoln bedroom at the White House. President Obama was kind enough to personally show it to me after I interviewed him. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.